The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. We are back in the state of Minnesota. I didn't say Minnesota, but Minnesota, rather. We went to Florida. We went to
Georgia,
Tennessee, Georgia, Kentucky, Iowa,
Illinois.
Back from a two-week tour, and we got a lot accomplished. My little boy asked me yesterday, Dad, was that a good trip? I said, I think it was a good trip. We did a tea party. We spoke at Liberty Council, two panels. We did two television programs, Friends. On Memorial Day, you can check out Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty across the country. That will be broadcast live on D. James Kennedy's channel, which I'm honored to be a part of. And it will be highlighting the price paid for our liberties, which is the pith and marrow of my message and, of course, the gospel message, both in the spiritual and in the natural. Outside of that, we also broadcast television over into Europe and to England, Scotland, and it was a great opportunity. Germany, great opportunity to talk about the reformers, which I love to talk about them guys because those guys didn't talk about God. They knew God, and we know them men. Because of the book of remembrance that the Lord wrote.
Of because of America.
Malachi 3.
If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have America.
Absolutely. And so therefore, it goes back to what I said, God. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can be my friend as well. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, and or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We just got this comment today. It says, thank you and your team for bringing the dark to light. The issues we have in our country are being addressed because of you. exclamation point. Because of you, God has blessed us, and it is time this country blesses God. Amen.
That's
and
right.
I understand exactly what he's saying there. Of course, he's speaking to the radio program because he's a listener, and we appreciate that very much, Dale. But really what he's talking to is anybody who's willing to stand for that which is right in their country. It is because of them that God has blessed America. You just brought up the Reformers. We're going to be on Gospel TV over in the UK, as Bradley said, here soon, so stay posted on that. And those Reformers brought light to Europe, which was then brought over to America. You don't have to know the Reformers. You didn't have to hear them. You just live in the fruit of their stance for their Christ and for their God. We also got an email the other day. It said, super cool, fellas. Junkyard Prophet. I'm going to switch a little bit on this, but this is a great email because it's a radio show listener to Sons of Liberty. But he loves the band Junkyard Prophet. Some of you may be thinking, who is the band? Go to Junkyard Prophet, like in the Bible.com, because we utilize a band to reach the next generation. Super cool, fellas. Junkyard Prophet is an amazing band, and you guys have an incredibly informative radio show. God sure blesses us when we walk the walk, doesn't he? Love it. And he picks up another. You identify the fact that God can't bless you if you're not moving. When you're moving, that's when God blesses you. The garden's not going to be blessed unless you're out there working it. And it's no different in spiritual matters. It's no different in matters of liberty in this country. We also got an email from a gal that said, OMG, you are my new radio heroes. Between you, Janet Blechenmuller, and Jan Mahmuller, I am in radio heaven. Sherry Ballinger Kaufman. Thank you, Sherry.
Those plunders friends, by the way, are purposed.
Because we know who she's talking about. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, there it is, over
in the Middle East.
But you know what? That is one thing that's being identified with people is that, hey, you know what? There's a living spirit in this, and we need to take this the next step. And, folks, that's how you thank the Sons of Liberty, is by taking it the next step in your community. And speaking of that, we just got done yesterday doing assembly. It was yesterday? 2 days ago. Thursday.
Two days ago.
Thursday. That's right. In Des Moines at the DMAC College. We were in the Enrichment Center. Jake Daigle, one of the students, he's been on the program. We've talked about it a little bit. But he took the light. He said, yeah, I like the Sons of Liberty. Now I'm going to apply what's being preached and what's being spoken, ultimately the Bible. And I'm going to do it right on my campus. He had a great turnout. We're going to post those pictures tonight for you on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. So check those out at DMAC. And also there's more to come, folks. We're going to be on the road. We've been on the road at least once a month here through the weeks. On top of all the schedule that we have here, Bradley's newest column just broke on WorldNet Daily a couple days ago. And it's gathering a lot of momentum right now. It's called Who's to Blame for the Unborn's Blood? And Jamie Fisher commented and said, all churches are guilty of being weak, especially in the abortion issue. If this were not so, this would not be an issue.
Just keep in mind, again, we're talking about the professed church, friends. We're not talking about the church. The church is on the move, and the church, as the word says, the gates of hell shall not prevail against that church. And rest assured, the enemy knows it, so does the real church know it, that God is victorious in every given situation. He has promised to make himself known and to show himself strong on the behalf of those who fear him. And true that. Testimony of this ministry is just that. It's true that. When we come back, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a letter someone sent to me by the Gathrites. Oregon. Came all the way from Oregon. I want to read this letter to you really quick. And it was a thank you letter with a backhand. But I just wanted to kind of wanted to take a little time to emphasize some of the fruit of the ministry, because for the most part, there's so much to who we are and what we do that I don't always have time to outline everything in every facet or to take a picture or to share with you every branch that's on this tree, on this trunk. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. Friends, the law, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. Other words, let me put it this way. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And whose law are we talking about? God's moral law, not his ceremonial law. You got Bradley and Jake again, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to Sons of Liberty Radio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800-800-8255. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. So I get a letter in the mail from the Gathrights in Oregon. I'm going to read the letter to you. Dear Bradley Dean, that would be me. Thank you for being bold in preaching the gospel, the good news to dead men. Read the book of Peter 1 and 2. The Constitution is important to keep the preserve our God-given liberties, but referring to the forefathers without acknowledging the Native Americans' plight makes you sound a little like the asset plunderers who rain water, land, and food of Latin America and now in Africa. The youth today know about what happened to the Native Americans and blacks as the days of Noah and Lot, the Nephilim, DNA has spread through promiscuity and mats. Reading verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept as to what is written here. It says, 24 is coming to pass. We have, oh, Matthew 24 is coming to pass. We have power against fallen with Jesus' name. That's what it says. The governments come from God and liberty is from God. And the Constitution should be kept because it preserves our rights. Well, I got a question for you. Who wrote the Constitution?
Who gave the rights?
God. Well, of course, but my point is we're capping on the forefathers, but you're talking about the magnification, which is good, of the Constitution of the United States. Who wrote the Constitution? The men that you're calling bad. I don't know if it's just me or not, but my Bible teaches me all the time throughout Scripture that we're all saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves. And what we do is we strain at the gnat and we swallow the camel. We're mad at the guys that wrote the Constitution for the errors that they made, which they made. And by the way, they owned their failures in many cases. And on the other hand, we thank God for the freedom that they sacrificed to give us. It reminds me of Scripture where David was a man after God's own heart, and he fulfilled God's will throughout his life. But we see when David wasn't in battle what took place. He went on top of the roof and looked at a beautiful woman in a bathtub named Bathsheba. And David gets involved in it because he's not doing what he's called to do. And the next thing you know, he's sleeping with Uriah's wife. And then Uriah gets in the way, and David, the man after God's own heart, even takes it a step further and has Uriah put on the front line and taken out in battle so he can have his wife. As if to say God wasn't seeing all that. As if to say that God wasn't going to make sure that the wrong thing wasn't righted, which in fact he did right the wrongs, and David paid the price the rest of his life. Just a side note for my Native American friends out in Oregon, I've done less than 6% of the Native American population. By the way, we're Americans. We're not Native Americans. We're not African Americans. We're not Hmong Americans. We're not Mexican Americans. We're Americans, right? You know, I find so often that when we look into what's going on in our country today, this administration loves to play the race card, which does not belong to this generation at all. Zero, zilch, nada. Matter of fact, I hear the people that were saying that they're so discriminated against, namely the blacks, which they were back in the day. I see them prospering more than anybody. You turn on the television set inside of a restaurant, what do you see? You see sports being played out. Who's getting paid millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars?
Entertainment.
See, but friends, what people forget about is we had a civil war, too. God righted the wrongs of slavery. As a matter of fact, Abigail, go back to John Adams, the second president of the United States. Even his wife believed, and so did George Washington believe, that the Revolutionary War was in part because of slavery. God is not unjust, friends. He's going to right the wrongs. He is the judge of the earth. He always has been, and he always will be. But I see so many contradictions in this letter, and I don't take it as a negative, but I do see the backhand. I'm sitting there talking about the constitutionalists, namely, of course, they're talking about Thomas Jefferson here. And when I'm looking through it, well, they're talking about the magnification of the Constitution of the United States, but they're complaining about the one that had a strong hand in the Declaration of Independence who acknowledged that all of our rights were derived from our Creator. Last sentence. The government comes from God, and liberty is from God, and the Constitution should be kept because it preserves our rights. True that. Thanks for the standing up for the little children. The dog thing is a prerequisite to bestiality, and many aggressive dogs in our societies should be euthanized. This pet thing is an emotional sickness. Bye for now. Thank you. And then it says at the bottom, we support the Second Amendment. Cherokee Nation rejects homosexual marriage. Amen. But you know what I get tired of? And the first person I seen do this was Brigitte Gabriel. And she came from the Middle East, and she said, as a foreigner, she comes in and tells the American people, just what I just shared with you a couple minutes ago, I'm tired of people saying that I'm African American or I'm Mexican American. We're all mutts. Every single one of us. I mean, is there like a pure line of blood somewhere along the line, because I haven't seen it yet. And if we're all in this together, then I think we should be aiming for, we should aim small, therefore we're going to miss small. And my Bible tells me that all bloods and all nations are one blood, and therefore if that's the case, I don't see what the problem is. So to say that in any sense of the word, I sound like a little ass that plunders who rain water, land, and food of the Latin America and now in Africa.
Natural resources.
I just thought I'd share. So let me tell you something, Gath writes, everybody heard it. But I think if you pay attention, I mean, I can find fault with everything. I really can. But I see greater fault with myself. And if I see where there's a fault, and I see that by the grace of God, because he's given me the light to see the wrong, then he's also given me a dispensation of grace and empowerment to overcome the wrong, to do the right. See where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. But what we can do is we can keep turning around, talking about the past history, by the way, which have been righted now. We can sit there and magnify them and tell them how we've got we got shortchanged in life. I had a hard life. Let me tell you this, friends, 99.9% of you, I can sing your song 15 times over. Yet here I'm on the radio and you're listening to me today because I overcame through him who died for us.
You know what? And that's the precedent that was set by our founding fathers and what they gave us. We're not deifying the founding fathers.
Never. The righteousness of what they did. Exactly. Same thing with MLK.
And where does that come from? The source is God.
Same thing with John Knox.
Glory to that. How many people nowadays don't use that source as God? In contrast, the two. I would take our founding fathers any day over many of the modern-day political leaders because their source isn't God.
Many? Give me one that you would go with, Jake.
Thomas Jefferson. Well, I'm saying as an example, there is good people that serve in government.
Yes.
So there's probably a handful of them. And there was bad people that served in government back then. But the majority of the people wouldn't tolerate it.
Isn't it interesting? That's exactly right. Isn't it also interesting that that's all we hear about is the bad politicians?
Mm-hmm.
What I do is I like to bring to the public's eyes the fact that the crime's being committed by the administration so we can right the wrongs.
Yep.
But we just need to find the people that are willing to right the wrongs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hard part, the courageous, the bold. Men of valor,
yep.
Men of courage, that's what's hard to find.
Mm-hmm. That will stand no matter what people think of them. But I want to go back to this. If you take, for example, in America, what our founders laid out, the Constitution, but you just prescribed and you made the point, who wrote the Constitution? Well, it was our founders. Secondly, of the Declaration of Independence, we laid out the path of which liberty can be attained by anybody who's willing to suffer for it or fight for it or lay down their lives for it, as our founding fathers did. They didn't just write the document and say, okay, this is our government now. They had to go through the proving process, some of them dying, many of their family members dying in the war for independence, and some of them themselves dying in the war for independence,
mm-hmm.
and many of them dying because of the turmoil afterwards. Some of the founders that financed the war, the revolution, the resistance, the mm-hmm. war of resistance, actually died in debtor's prison because they ran out of money they financed
right.
it to that point.
Yeah.
So to take that sacrifice and now stand on it, which we all can as Americans, that's our point, is to vindicate that sacrifice by standing on it, that is what we're looking at. So to not talk about the Indians, we've talked about it before, about slavery. Yes, it was a blemish, and God dealt with that blemish, and it wasn't right, and it was wrong in the beginning.
Yeah,
but we don't deify the Constitution.
No debate.
It had to be amended.
Amen.
And so where sin is, and you call it for what it is. Same with our founders, the same that they did in their day and age. But I will say this. They laid out the steps for us to have the Constitution that we have right now, the liberty that we have right now.
I agree, but this isn't what I'm saying. What I'm getting out of this is you see people sitting there complaining about how bad they had it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yet you look at a new generation that knows nothing but bad for the most part. And yet you have these people that were grown up because they never overcame their wounds, per se, because they've had their eyes on who's wronged them for so long. They live the rest of their life holding out against those that wronged them rather than standing up and putting their feet on their heads.
Yep.
And getting on top of it and righting the wrongs so the next generation doesn't have to pay for the wrongs that were committed against them neither.
They live on hate.
And I get sick and tired of it. Yeah. I mean, what are you seeing right now in this administration? You see them playing the race card, namely amongst the black folks that have a black caucus. Can you imagine the white folks having a white caucus?
Yeah.
See, that causes division. We're all in this together. And until people come to them terms that we're all in this together, we're not going anywhere. And we need to let the past be the past. And we need to keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, and get to the end of what he's calling us to do. And that's to win back our country for our posterity. That's my point.
Yep.
Folks, Bradley Dean, Jake McMillan, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake Friends. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or go to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We were just, I was actually rehearsing in your ears, friends, a letter that someone wrote to me, and I just got it, and we got back from out of town after a two-week tour, and then I hear this, and I'm thinking to myself, geez, folks, America spends so much time. As a matter of fact, let me go back to one of my panels that I did in Florida. And they were talking about pornography, and they were talking about the sexualized, the industry, and so on and so forth, and how bad things had become. And I listened to some older folks, and two of them worked for the DOJ, the Department of Justice. One was a prosecutor, and one was an investigator for the DOJ under Reagan. Pat Truman, I don't know what administration he was under, but
same one.
I sat there for 45 minutes and I listened to the crimes being magnified. Of course, that's their job. Expose the crime. Yes, we have to expose the crime, but we need to deal with the crime. That's the purpose of government. That's the purpose of law enforcement. And for 45 minutes, I just sat there and listened to this over and over, and I learned a lot of information, appalling information, unthinkable information. Right, it's happening right under our noses. And I got up there and I just said to myself, God has said in the book of Corinthians, and it was an actual quote from Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, when he said, I have not seen nor ear heard the things that God hath prepared for them that hate him. And to hate God is to simply disobey God. And I said that the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil because of the fear of the Lord. And I said, what's missing in our country is the fear of the Lord. Because they think there's no consequence for their actions. And if government in this country was doing their job today, we wouldn't have 95% of the issues that we have today. Talking about a crime rate.
We wouldn't have 95% of the government that we have today either.
Amen. And, well, there you have it right there. And I just got up there and I said, well, now we sat here and we listened for 45 minutes of you guys magnifying the crimes. Let's start magnifying the answer. But see, that's going to take effort on the behalf of the American people to stand up and actually enforce the laws of the land against the crimes that are being committed in governments. Pornography shouldn't have been legalized. And by the way, in the eyes of God, it never will be legalized. And it never has been legalized. It's always been illegal. And it's interesting what it leads to. But what happens if you just lay the axe to the root of the tree and you don't tolerate any of the crime? The tree falls over. And what we want to do in this country is uproot corruption from government, uproot corruption from an illegal criminal populace, so we can establish good in its place. It's like this. Instead of honoring the soldiers that die in battle, preserving our republic by magnifying the Constitution and ratifying that Constitution, and the price is their blood, you know what America's doing today? They're sitting there magnifying Hitler rather than honoring the soldiers and doing the same thing that they did to preserve our republic. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. Why is America magnifying the criminal all the time without bringing about resolve? That's the great wonder of the age. Why does America tolerate the crime?
It's like the PR campaign, because we didn't go to war against Hitler right away when he started committing his atrocities. America watched, and America was educated on the atrocities.
Well, America also put Adolf Hitler's face on the front of Time Life magazine, I believe it was 1935, as the man of the year.
Yeah, which was a very deceptive means. At that time, he wasn't committing the atrocities either.
That they knew of.
Yeah, so yes. As you move forward, you fast forward, you get the propaganda coming to America. This is what he's doing.
Yes.
This is what Japan has just done to us. Okay, now we've been educated about the problem. So then the next step was the resolve. America said, we're going to put our foot down on this and stop the
problem.
That's
right. The righteous in America stood up. Matter of fact, America, just to show you what's happened over the last 50 and 60 years in our country, boys used to commit suicide because they couldn't deal with the tyrants. Now they commit suicide because they have to.
That's right.
Yeah.
And how many kids nowadays, well, even veterans right now coming back, have committed suicide? What is the purpose? What is the purpose that we're fighting anymore? And that gets off on a different topic. But the point is, where is the heart of America? The heart of America is justice. It's to protect those that are weak and defenseless, and it's also to exalt and magnify the law. Weak and defenseless means you're protecting them against lawlessness, not protecting them against anything else. You're not a special class because you're weak and defenseless. But everybody deserves justice. That's why we have liberty enlightening the world. That's why we have the Statue of Liberty.
Right, but what we're talking about right now is the fact that there's people that want to sit there and tell you how bad they had it, mm-hmm. and they want to live their lives the rest of their lives telling everybody how bad they had it, rather than overcoming it.
They live on hate rather than love.
They totally do.
They're alive now because they hate so much and they hold on to it.
Let's call it for what it is. How many racists have you seen come out of the shadows in this government that just happened to be black?
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
How many in 2008 were happy that a black president was placed into power?
I think all of America was.
I was. I think America was. Mm-hmm. And it showed the growth of the American people, not this administration.
That's right.
This administration has desecrated everything.
Yes, they have.
It's been privileged to be a part of, mm-hmm. in every sense
of
the
word. That was their choice.
That's right. And that's exactly what's going on mm-hmm. today. But we don't sit there and look at how bad we had it. No, we overcome. Listen, I had it really bad, but I want to make sure our posterity has it really good. I'm never going to get that far to make sure that our posterity has it really good if I don't right the wrongs. And first and foremost, I couldn't do it without the mercy of God.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
And when I realized
that... destroying yourself.
That's right.
For that.
And until I stand before the moral law of God and realize that I'm the one that's guilty, mm-hmm. not Thomas Jefferson in the Trail of Tears, yeah. or I'm guilty, not this guy or that guy. We're all guilty. We're all mm-hmm. guilty as hell before the bar of God and the law of God. And you can read Isaiah 5:20. The whole world is left guilty because their mouth has been stopped by the law of God. And until you become, or you're put into that position to understand that you're the one that's guilty for the wrongs of the world, then and only then will you receive mercy from God. Because if you realize that you're the one that put his son Jesus Christ up on the cross, until you come to the point and take responsibility and confess your sins and depart from your sins, you're not going to receive mercy. Proverbs 28, Isaiah 66, 2, Psalm 51, 17. And there is the problem. We're out there trying to patch everybody's, you know, sores and their wounds up because they haven't gotten over what somebody did to my family or some person. Where's the forgiveness? Everybody loves to magnify forgiveness. Well, it's okay to forgive. It's okay to forgive and preach forgiveness, but don't apply it to yourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, when I look at a Thomas Jefferson, hey, listen, he probably did 1,000 things wrong, but I still magnify the Christ that I see in the man. And I go back to David. I go back to Samson, who rest assured is in heaven. He failed the test on several parts of the course in this life. Peter failed. He denied Christ 3 times. I mean, which one of us hasn't failed? But I don't want to go down in history as a failure. I don't want men to look at me and say, hey, look at how bad Bradley Dean was. No, I want them to see the Christ in my life. And that's what I always aspire to attain. I want the world to see Christ. I don't want them to see me.
And I think ultimately people will be able to walk in the Christ in your life. I mean, if you look at MLK as an example, you never heard him quoting or talking about our founding fathers in the light of what they had done to him. He was never a victim.
Yeah.
He was never a victim.
That's
he was
right.
Always going out and creating more. And now we're walking in that liberty.
Yeah, this victim thing is pretty big today, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's amazing who this victim status comes from. They always have to put themselves in a victim status so they can live out this delusional world that they're some victim or they have some special circumstance that needs to be overlooked or taken care of or protected from. And it's absolutely amazing that that's exactly what you see today. And by the way, this is exactly what corrupt government is hoping for.
When you look
that
at
you
people,
take on the victim mentality.
You look at people that take on a victim mentality, do they grow?
No.
And I'm talking about, are they fruitful at all? Because
Nope. Listen,
I could say that I'm a victim of a whole lot of stuff, and legitimately speaking, I am. You are as well, more so, a victim of a lot of different things. The fact is, do you pick yourself
No.
up day by day, and do you continue to move forward and press on towards the mark for the calling that is in Christ that he has put upon you? That's what's important. It's not the fact that you've been victimized or that things have happened to you in the past. It's what are you doing moving forward? What is the fruit? What is the resolve that you're bringing forth?
You notice those people, they never move forward.
That's right.
They're the same place today, and next year they're going to be in the same place.
They depend upon that.
10 years down the road, they're going to be in the same place. 20 years down the road, they're going to sit there and complain about somebody. And again, who plays off that more than corrupt government does? If that was the case, we wouldn't have a welfare system.
Unconstitutional as it is.
Yes.
Shouldn't have a welfare system.
Yes.
So I was saying before, we wouldn't have 95% of the government. That's the problem. The government is the problem. When government gets involved with it, it sets out to bring a solution.
But who's
it was never
government?
The government's job to
but who's
create
the government?
Solution.
We're the government.
And that's as a result of what? Our apathy, because we haven't had self-government.
That's right.
And so then when we don't have self-government, we create a system, which is idolatry. And that's what God warned about all throughout the Bible. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. Shall not create unto yourself idols, graven images, to bow down and to worship. When you have statism as your end of your worship, you're going to have problems because it's not God. It's ultimately man, and you're placing man as a pedestal. He'll deny your liberties. And it's no different with the victim mentality. You can look at everything as I'm a victim of, or you can move forward. And sure, you might get wrong. Sure, bad things might happen to you from good people, but so what? You're moving forward with God, right?
You have an administration today that's going around telling people that they are victims even when they're, maybe I'm a victim too.
They need victims to sustain their unlawfulness of being in power.
That's right. Or they need illegal immigrants so they get more votes, right?
Right?
To stay in power if they're ruled by that route. When we come back, friends, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about the illegals. That Holder is calling. Folks, he said it's a civil right. In other words, what Eric Holder, the attorney general, folks, criminal as he is, and let me tell you something, friends, he is a straight criminal. He's going ahead and he's going to commit another crime now because the American people have given him another pass. And so here we are. But he's calling the illegals. He's basically calling out for what it is, according to his criminal mindset, that, you know what? It's the illegals' civil right to break the law. And in essence, friends, that's exactly what he's saying. He just doesn't want you to figure that much out. All right? He just wants to make sure that you stay stupid so he can keep breaking the law. But if only people would read the Bible and the Constitution, we would see who's lying.
They would know the law is being broken.
Absolutely. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by faithful supporters. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
People are realizing that the only way we're going to break free from this beast and that everybody's just bowing down to is to stand up and realize we are the ones that's going to change things. Not political leaders, not religious leaders. The little man. And the only way I've learned this thing is from listening to people like you who've actually taken a real risk with your lives and your family and your respect. And I'm really appreciating you guys doing what you're doing. And I'm out here fighting with you, man.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Attorney General Eric Holder, in a speech Wednesday before the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, said this. Can I go ahead and play that, and then I can just break it up?
Creating a pathway to earned citizenship for the 11 million unauthorized immigrants in this country is absolutely...
Wait. Do that again. You got to dissect these words, let me tell you. Say it again.
Creating a pathway to earned citizenship for the 11 million unauthorized immigrants in this country.
Whoa.
What's unauthorized? An unauthorized immigrant.
This is like his pimp in the White House, not calling terrorism for what terrorism is, in the face of the American people, and he is the leader of the American people, supposedly.
Unauthorized.
Yeah, now we have the Attorney General calling illegal immigrants unauthorized. Now, let me tell you this again, friends. I just want to share this with you. He's doing this because he didn't deal with them on the last issue. And he's going to do it again, and he's going to do it again, and he's going to do it again. And you're going to stand there on Judgment Day, and you're going to say, Lord, it was the end times. You told us that this was going to happen. And the Lord's going to look down at you, and he's going to say to you, why were you in this earth in the first place? You are put there to stop this from happening. I shared in Iowa the other day, the professed church in America today, they want to be raptured from responsibility. I mean, as if to say God raised up an army, friends, to take them out in the middle of the battle. What Bible are you reading? Well, it's the end times. It's the end times.
Because the love of many wax cold.
Tell that to your children. And by the way, you do tell that to your children. And then you wonder why thousands and thousands of young people are committing suicide. You're not offering life, you're offering death. You tell them, your philosophy is teaching your kids there's no sense. Your inaction is consent to crime. How do you sit there and say that God is on the throne when you do nothing? And the Bible says that he's alive forevermore. And the only thing the world sees is the deadness of your professed Christianity. Well, Jesus comes along and clears that path right away, and that lie blows it out of the water. You know a tree by its fruit. If there's no fruit on the tree, let it wither and die. And that's exactly what they do. They wither and they die. And the only thing that they have to offer to anybody is death and lifelessness and hopelessness. They do this all day long. And what's scary about it, friends, they get paid to do it from people that don't read the Word of God. And the very things that they use is fear and a perpetuation of their message. And then they wonder why people, people as a whole in this country, are giving up on their country. Which I don't see a whole lot of them people, by the way. There's an encouraging word for you hopeless freaks.
I see
just the exact opposite. So do I. But let's go ahead and play this again. Back to Eric Holder talking about unauthorized, not illegal, immigrants.
Billion unauthorized immigrants in this country is absolutely essential.
And you've got about 20 government employees in there with them, friends clapping for his idiocies.
The way we see our friends and neighbors who are undocumented, by creating a mechanism for them to earn citizenship
illegal
and to move out of the shadows, transcends the issue of immigration status. This is a matter of civil and human rights. It is about who we are as a nation.
Stop. And this is a matter of human and civil rights.
You give up
your
rights.
Wait, civil rights? So where does government come into play then?
Well, those are rights given by government, civil rights.
Thank you. That's my point. I didn't know that government could give the right... Yeah. Away to an illegal immigrant and call it unauthorized and open the door and make a pathway of citizenship for illegals.
Oh, look how he covered himself there, too. He said human rights.
That's like saying, you know what, the cop that deals drugs, that's okay, because we said so.
It's a pathway for
a cop. Yeah, the cop that kills, well, that's okay, because, well, we said so. Who's we?
And you don't have rights when you break the law. You forfeit your rights when you break the law. That's as plain as the nose on anybody's face. I don't have the freedom to break the law. That's not freedom. That's lasciviousness, or it's crime. You don't have the freedom. You don't have the human right to break the law and then expect a right back.
But what have you seen from this administration from day one?
That's what they always...
They have been encouraging crime since day one.
Well, they commit crime.
And who are they calling the criminal? Anybody that agrees with the laws of our republic.
That opposes their lawlessness. And isn't that what a criminal does to a cop? He calls him a pig.
That's right.
Of course, if you had a convention...
Well, now you have the criminal calling... Well, actually, you have the cop now calling the American citizen. In the pig, mm-hmm. because he's supposed to be the top cop in the country.
Supposed to have the badge. If you have a room full of people that are criminals, and somebody gets up and says, hey, I want to create a pathway for you to get out of this jail, it's your civil right, it's your human right. You think everybody's going to clap in that room? Of course, they're criminals.
Let's just go into the prison system and say, hey, listen, here comes a politician. Mm-hmm. If you vote for me, I'll let you out. No, I don't care what crime you committed, I'll let you out.
Yeah. As long as you vote.
Matter of fact, if you're an illegal in America, I'll set you free anyway, says the DHS. Go ahead.
It goes to the core of our treasured American principle of equal opportunity.
Equal? Okay. Let's rewind from last week. Let's go all the way back to last week. Remember how when they talk about equality, friends, they never, ever make reference to the law.
No, that's right.
Or the Constitution.
They want equal outcomes.
He wants people to believe that you are stupid enough to believe what he says.
There's equality. A person can come into this country lawfully. There's already a mechanism made. There's a pathway made. It's like people say in the whole sodomite movement, well, we want equal rights. Well, you have it. If you're a sodomite, you can get married. You can get married to a woman. Well, I don't want to. I want to marry a man. No, you can't. You can't break the law and expect that to be a right. And as to what you just said, they never reference the law. Why? Because the law is what's against them. Anybody that stands on the side of the law, which would be number one, God, number two, his kids, they become now, the enemy to these created rights, as they say.
Right.
But they're created because they're not real rights. They're not inalienable rights. They're not God-given rights.
Well, right. And what they're doing is they're disguising the word rights for really what they are as privileges. And here, let me go back and read it.
Too.
Creating a pathway to earned citizenship. How do you earn citizenship? If you do it legally, you don't have to earn anything.
Well, there already is. There is a pathway to earn your citizenship. But you don't come in, break the law, and then earn your citizenship.
I'm asking, earn citizenship? How do you do that?
Say you're from Mexico, for example. You don't cross the border illegally. You take the pathway to earn citizenship into America.
Okay, so you're equating education and lawfully to earned. Okay.
There already is a pathway. He's saying that we need a new pathway
for
criminals to be able to stay here criminally. And then we think if they're a citizen that got here unlawfully, that they're going to actually abide by the laws once we give them citizenship. So it's like saying to a criminal, okay, I know you're in jail right now and you're a bad, bad person. But if I let you out of jail, will you be a good person? No, he's in jail because he's a bad person. He doesn't become good once you let him out of the jail.
Right.
It's the same thing we're talking about here.
Creating a pathway to earn citizenship for the 11 million unauthorized, illegal immigrants in this country is essential. And we're not going to tell you why it's essential. Mm-hmm. But for anybody that thinks, they can tell you exactly why it's essential. The way we treat our friends, saith General Eric Holder, but America... He doesn't call you his friends.
No.
He's calling the illegals his friends. Okay. You're the enemy. Keep that in mind. The way we treat our illegal friends and neighbors, we are undocumented, who are undocumented, illegal, again, friends, by creating a mechanism for them to earn citizenship and move out of the shadows. In other words, you don't have to feel as if you're a criminal anymore because we're giving you a badge or pretended authority to break the law and come in illegally in the face of the American people.
Who are here legally.
He goes on, transcends the issue of immigration status. This is a matter of civil and human rights.
Civil and human rights.
Who would rebuke this administration more than an MLK? I'm trying to figure out.
Because MLK is always supplicated to God the Creator.
Always.
What is a human right? Who gave us a human right? We have God-given rights.
Well, is there like an inhuman right?
There must be. Maybe that's what we're doing, is treating them
inhumanely. Is there like celestial rights?
Who determines that? If you're a human being, who
terrestrial rights? I mean, was E.T., was he a human being?
So you got to create a new right, so you can create a new law to protect that right. And really what the objective is this new law, there's force behind that little law, because they want to be able
what
to
kind
force
of, what kind of rights do you think Superman had? Or Spider-Man?
He didn't have kryptonite
what
rights,
about,
I know that.
Iron Man?
What
about the
rights?
Hulk? I mean, what kind of rights would they... Let's say they're from Mexico.
Because they're inhuman.
Let's say they were from Mexico and they wanted to come to America. What kind of rights do you think this criminal would propose to give them?
Call it a superhero right, maybe.
Really?
Because they're not human, right? Aren't they kind of subhuman or something? Couldn't be human rights.
Okay, subhuman. Superhuman. Define.
Subhuman.
Bigger than life? Bigger than human?
Part human. Of course they are. They've got the
phalanges. But sub, what does that mean? Is it like
subhuman,
they can swim
like
under the water
part,
or something?
Oh. Part human.
When you say stuff like that, you got to define it so I can understand it.
It's the subhuman, right? We have a subhuman culture now, so maybe
what about
subhuman rights.
Let's go all the way back to Mr. Ed, before I was around. He comes to my aid right now. Well,
is
what
that
kind
the
of
horse,
right?
The talking horse?
Yeah. A horse is a horse, of course.
He has freedom of speech,
no
I would hope,
talk
right?
To a horse, of course. What kind of rights would that horse have?
Well, there wasn't Eric Holder then, so I don't know if it was ever discussed.
Oh, yeah, he's probably sitting in a corner somewhere feeling sorry for himself. He says he's got to get back at the Whitey someday, right?
Well, I think Mr. Ed was white,
so.
Wasn't he?
Maybe
that's why there was no rights for Mr. Ed.
I don't know.
Because he was white.
All right.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.